When a severe storm hits, hail and high-speed winds can cause excessive damage to your home. This can lead to blown-off shingles, broken windows, siding damage, and leaking inside. If you suspect your home has been hit with storm damage, contact CNN Construction today. We are a proud GAF Master Elite contractor, offering free exterior home inspection for storm-related damages. CNN is a reputable licensed roofing and general contractor working hand-in-hand with insurance companies and homeowners every step of the way through the difficult claims and restoration process. We will meet with your insurance adjuster to discuss the damages to your property, the value of those repairs, and the scope of work needed at your home. Our skilled team has you covered and will leave your home looking brand new. Give us a call today at 844-415-ROOF. Or visit our website at cnroofs.com for a free exterior inspection. CNN Construction. We find the solutions, not the excuses.
Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter of Showing Proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Storm!
It's I Got Some Shit to Say to podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squint.
That's right. R.I.P.
Whizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. And you already know you are tuned into
JetOrbsTV.com.
Correct. My co-host today, fellow big S&P member, the one and only.
41 flavors of twat sauce.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity. Back into place. And with us today, man, this is a special episode. One that's overdue.
Man.
One that, it's kind of, we almost postponed it again just for the simple fact that Chatty's not here, but we got to get him in the chair. City in the motherfucking building. City, there he is. Welcome, my friend.
Bandito. Man, it feel good to be here.
You right?
It's been way long overdue, though.
Way long overdue. So, fun fact, out the gate, twack, City, brothers.
I don't know that guy.
Right? I don't know if you can see the resemblance. I don't know if you're aware of that or anything.
I ain't no resemblance, man.
Those that know us, they know us.
Twack has been telling me about City since, fuck, the beginning of time. Fun fact, I didn't meet the motherfucker until very recently. But I've heard him a million fucking times on collaborative efforts with Twack.
For sure. Tons of shit.
I've heard so many fucking records. Twack references to his brother all the fucking time in conversation.
And I appreciate that too, man. He always been.
He holds you down, bro, for real. Like, real shit. But then when we started talking about the pod, and there's a reason why City's here. There's numerous reasons why City's here to be on this podcast. Him being Twack's brother is just a fun fact, really. But City and Twack have previous projects together, correct?
Yep.
How many projects have you two put out together?
Really just...
The Twack City shit.
Living in the Twack City.
Yeah.
We drop
available now.
Facts is definitely available.
It's still back like in the days. It's probably like three, like two or
about
three.
3 years old.
But
and a bunch of singles we drop.
Okay.
Together, yeah.
Fast forward to the current timeline. As you guys already know, Twack is one of the newest members of Big S&P, Show and Prove Entertainment, but a longtime affiliate of us as a whole. Like his extended family. It was a natural fit for Twack. Up till now, we have continuously warned you guys about how much content and music that Twack has as a solo artist. Right? The album has been finished times two or three. It's literally just determining what he's going to give you guys.
Yeah, he got plenty songs.
It's plenty songs. But what's funny about this particular episode is that City is here with Twack today.
Finally.
To announce their new joint album that's coming down the fucking pipeline, right? And what's crazy about the scenario, let's get y'all another round of applause. Right, I'm anxious as fuck about this project. They have yet to announce the name of their future joint project. Go.
Respect with a chick. You
okay.
Hear me?
Okay. And this has been a thing, just like naming Twack's solo album. This has been a fucking thing for a long time.
When
they just named it.
Just named it. And that's why, another reason why we hit the panic button on this particular podcast, because once these two hit me with an album name, we got to get it out there because they may get indecisive and want to change it and shit. But now they can't because it's on wax and the shit's official, right?
Know it's coming soon.
Respect with a check, Twack dude. City, joint project, when can we expect the project? Are we getting that far yet?
Can't drop no exact date right now. Yes. Just know it's coming soon.
Exactly.
Capital S, capital O.
We'll work out a date, so if you, I'm saying, go ahead and be out there.
But the funnest part about the scenario is that is even with like not having a date down stamped yet, it just means that the completion percentage, what are we looking at? Is it done?
Done.
See what I'm saying?
Done.
So now it's just
Rothstein putting the mask on.
Shout out Rothstein.
Yes, Rothstein, the truth.
Man, ain't he though, bro? He was like a missing link for so long, bro.
That
and then
something special, man.
Yeah, Rothstein doing his thing.
And I love how we're talking about Sam Rothstein. If you guys know what the fuck we're talking about, but what I love about Sam Rothstein up to this point, bro, is to watch how over the past about 3 years that we've been working with him tough. You know what I mean? And fun fact, Sam Rothstein's one's cousin. It's been dope to see Rothstein's skills as an engineer increase, but to him be able to facilitate each one of you individually. Because he's recording Leroy, Twack, One, and Chad now. Not all of their stuff, but...
Pick out a certain microphone.
He
do it all.
And with City shit, recording City.
Yeah.
Right.
They gave me like my own mic number. I ain't never went in the studio and he's like, "You gonna be number such and such."
I just took him there recently, to record with him for the first time.
He's a real one, man. He's solid as fuck. Showing proof too.
Baby.
But how long have you guys been plotting on another project together? Since the last one?
Man, forever. Before the last one.
Man. Soon as the first one was done. I mean, you know,
we got a couple projects done. Like we got so many songs together that it's ridiculous.
I don't doubt it. I'm not as familiar with that catalog portion that I am with Twack. See, me and Twack, I don't know Twack. How long we've been friends? Probably like 10 years.
It's been a long time.
At least like probably 10 or 12 years. But what's crazy about me and Twack's relationship, bro, is like me and Twack have so many similarities as far as personalities go.
Yeah.
That we I'm talking about 10, 12 years ago, we immediately clicked. Like, I'm talking about I could see him from afar in the club within the first dozen times I'd ever encounter him. And I'd be relying right to him, dap him up, and probably be kicking it with him the remainder of the night. Like, this is what it was. Because we would be shaking life. Like I said, a lot of similar things me and Twack. Say again?
I said, you know, I wasn't around for those times probably when y'all met.
Yeah. But my point is, though, even back then, there was talks about City, his brother City, like, man, my brother's getting back around. And then when he joined Show Improve, it was like, man, me and City got so much music on deck too.
Man.
And me and Chad are ultimately like, bro, we got to hear some of these records.
Like,
you know, it's, I'm proud of you guys for finally fucking hitting me and saying, Squints, we got a name for the project. And my response is, get your ass over here.
Yeah, it was hard to come up with a name. I was like, we might as well just name it after one of these songs on the one.
Yeah, I was gonna. That's what I was about to ask. Is that one of the names of the records? How many songs are on the record right now?
I have to look at my phone.
You can do that. It's permitted.
I say like not. It's over there. So I say like 13.
Word
somewhere in there.
13 to 15. All original content, records and shit, or jacking for beats, anything like that.
Not all of them, but most of them original.
Most of them original.
Out of the gate, how many singles you guys think you're going to try to pull together off of this project? Out of 13 records, couple of them at least, right?
You know, we got Big Homie. We got Crash.
Big Homie is a record that you guys will most definitely see a fucking visual for. I love that record.
Them two off the rip.
I love that song, too, man.
That's a fun record, dog.
It made me go crazy.
It's fun. You know what I'm saying?
We got the one with Chad.
Yeah, of course. I haven't heard that verse yet.
Yeah.
Chad's verse on that.
Man, it's dope.
Big Homie, though. If I haven't even heard the entire project, admittedly, I'll say that. But I will go ahead and let you guys know that my current vote for the lead single off this project has to be fucking
Big Homie.
Big Homie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that record's fire as fuck.
13 tracks. You know.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Any features other than Chatty?
Nope. Mm. Well, yeah. It might be one. I think Maserati on there.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out Maserati. What's the record called with Chatty?
Amen.
Was that the last one for the project to complete?
Yep.
Chad told me that, I think, that he's like, bro, I've been telling him I'm going to get this verse recorded forever. Yeah, and that's like so unlike Chad Arms. If you've asked Chad for a verse, you're expecting some sort of audio format from Chad Arms. You're probably going to get it a little quicker than you actually
was expecting.
I knocked it out, though.
Yeah, of course. I'm anxious to hear it because he told me he snapped on it, and I haven't even heard y'all's portions of that record.
Yeah, everybody did their thing on that.
Shout out to Twack for rolling my blunts, but at the same time, there's fucking weed falling out all over me over here.
Them raps.
Yeah, blame it on the raps, yeah,
they
man.
They tell you. Really.
So, when we take it back to Twack and City, y'all being brothers, who's the older brother?
That would be
Twack is. I didn't know that. I actually thought before tonight that City was older than you. How much older is Twack?
Old as ever, like 9 months. He do look old as ever.
I told City he looks like Benny the Butcher.
Benny.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've ever heard.
Start calling him Benny.
I fuck with Benny.
Yeah, Benny's a monster, bro. How much older is Twack than you?
About 9 months.
9 months. Oh, okay, cool. But that ain't shit, really. Y'all have a close relationship growing up? I know y'all do now, for sure.
Really, like, City came to the picture later, my mama.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it was around 14, 15.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So y'all didn't have a relationship hardly at all until then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Yeah. Around 14, 15, that's when
they going to school together, you know, like, but then, like, as far as living together, like, everyday shit, waking up, you know what I'm saying? It was probably around that time.
What do you mean you were 14, y'all were going to school and shit? What do you mean by that?
Like, it started like 7th grade. My mama adopted them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know this. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm learning right now. I have no idea.
She took a man around that age.
Got you. Okay, cool.
We're from out south. You know, different parts, though.
Yeah.
From Edge Hill. He's from the other part. JC.
You're from JC?
Yeah.
Got you. That makes sense, I guess, to a degree. I had never known, though. I've never asked these questions before.
You feel me? A lot of people don't know.
We crossed the path around, you know. 6th, 7th grade. If
it was right. What was?
Right. Yeah. It was all good since then. But then once we moved out the projects, I moved to Antioch and come to find out the same apartment I moved to. He was staying in with his auntie.
Okay, with your aunt. Okay.
I ain't on nobody. Then I looked up.
Like we moving to Antioch from the projects. Like we don't know.
Right.
Don't know nobody.
Yeah, that's a whole different area.
Come find out he's staying over there.
So y'all link immediately.
Come out to the bus stop one day. You're like.
Oh shit. Yes. Like, yeah. I know what that feeling's like too, bro.
Shit. I ain't dolo.
That's what we used to record on this radio, you know, back when it was
cassette tape. Hit record and fucking put a piece of masking tape over that motherfucker.
You can't mess up. Yeah, the radio to radio. Sitting all the way through.
Gotta have a radio with the same mic on there.
Yeah.
Three little lines.
Yeah. I used to record like a top 99 on 92Q before 101 and 106 and all that kind of shit. Like all these other stations that exist. Top 99, 92Q, bro. I had my tape ready. I hit record on that motherfucker. Fucker boy, I used to call in and try to win shit off the radio.
That shit used to be popular as hell.
Fuck yeah, dude. The radio bro, that used to be a big thing. And think about like you know, my age, like my parents would tell stories to me about how when they were young, they would like how we would get around the TV and watch TV, they get around the radio and listen to it.
Yeah.
Like shows.
Somebody had a radio, it'd be like,
before it was TV, like, just sitting around listening to basically
listening story to it. Being story told being to told. Yeah. Exactly. Like somebody reading a little short story or something. Line. But it would be like a TV programming to where it would come on like Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Central. Mm-hmm. You'll catch this radio show hosted by blah, blah, blah.
On this station.
Yeah. That's interesting to know, though, bro. I had no idea that you were adopted, for one, and that I think it's interesting the whole apartment thing, because shit, think about without that. The coincidental portion of it that y'all lived in the same apartments type shit.
Yeah.
Imagine if that wouldn't have like been a thing.
Yeah, you never know where to be today.
Right?
Man, look, it'd be probably worse than that, Brian, like, because, bro, he's a hell of a dude, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
Twack's good people.
Yeah, he definitely more than good people, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I could always depend on him for anything. Like, somebody's Mr. Dependable, it's him.
Yeah. I can vouch.
Appreciate that, player.
Yeah, but I can vouch for Twack in certain aspects to that discussion as well, man. Like Twack's proved himself to me to be a friend. Like over the past decade that I've known the kid, like none other have we always just clicked and had good times and been relatively like had great conversations. Like Twack can come over here and us not hit record and us not record visuals or anything. Like, he can come over here and catch a,
and we just chill out, catch a whole vibe,
catch a vibe. But yet, the whole time we're sitting here, it's not like we're bullshitting or we're playing video games or something. Like, the creative aspect is there.
We got down. Hold on, Mom.
Oh, go ahead. Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Got down on the Mario Kart B.
Talk your shit.
Nah, Mario Kart my shit. We was on the Kart B.
But we just recently saw a clip of this because Twack showed me a video on his phone. I had no idea it was even like a video. But that's perfect example though, bro. Like me and Twack. Fuck you, bro. Like, we can run that shit back, bro.
Nah,
fuck that.
Hey, you did it the first time, bro.
But that's my point, though, man. Like, over the past decade or so, Twack has became such a good friend of mine, dog. Like, other than the homie shit and the label mate and all this type shit, like, Twack has become the homie. Fact. You know what I mean? But it's crazy as fuck to me that you have been part of these conversations the whole entire time.
So, check this out. Like, I got released from incarceration, like, what was it, like, 2015, I think? New Year's, like you say, he always been talking about me. And then he introducing me to everybody he already know in like his circle and stuff. And then he like, man, yeah, this. They're like, dang, he already been talking about us. You see, you the one he be talking about and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, New Year's, he had a show set up where we opened up for Scotty Kane. I don't know if you know him. I think from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Or whatever like that. And I was like, damn, like, you got all these people coming to me. You know what I'm saying? I already know my name.
Yep.
And like, that shit was real because, like, sitting in there, I'm just thinking, like, motherfucker forgot about me. Or
yeah.
Even though I used to hit him.
Nah, bro. Stuff, nah, dude. Twack Hills, dude, down like.
This man did 10 but, years.
Right. Think about that, City. For me, like, being a close friend of Twack and, like, him rocking, showing, like, the affiliation that me and him have, and then, like, the vibe me and you have caught since we've met. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
It's the same shit you're talking, but it, like, bled over to me. Like, all the shit he said to over the past 10 years or so that he's known me as a friend basically made you my homie before we were even homies.
That's what's up. I already know, like, you don't have a lot of people that's like, when you're not around, they're going to speak
positive. Co-sign you. Feel me? Yeah.
Like, but I already, like, everybody be like, man, dang, he been talking about you. Let me hear something. You know what I'm saying? This city, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there was just so much love from everybody in the circle that's a part of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, like, he didn't. You know, elevated came up
for sure.
So far than we was already at. Like, I used to write them, and then I was getting letters like, "Damn, they doing this, they doing that." Mm-hmm. We got this going on. I was like, "Damn, they
a whole bunch of different stuff." Like, we went through a lot of little different stuff. Like, with the music,
man,
times we thought we was gonna blow.
We all tell these stories. Like, come on now. I was letting these boys hear audio of me on 101 The Beat a minute ago. Yeah. Like, I thought I was out of here at that point, bro. Yeah. Like, for real, for real.
Nah, just crash and everything don't go as planned.
Yeah. With 10 years, you did 10 in the pen?
Yeah. Just a lot of prisons. You know, they moved me around. It's probably like 4 different ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Morgan County, Turney Center, Riverbend.
Damn it, man.
Where else I was at?
Where are your charges, can I ask?
Especially aggravated robbery, another robbery, and like a drug charge.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Gotcha. The 10, when you were gone for 10, so that means you went in, what, like 07?
I went in 2005.
Oh, okay. When and I got out in 2015?
Yeah, I was 17. I got out when I was 29.
What was that like?
And like the first experience, I ain't gonna lie, was crazy because it's like, you know, you see movies and stuff like that.
For sure.
And like, I'm just going to say this. Prisons, I'm at the shower. You know, showers and shit got doors and shit. So it's like, that's one thing. Like, the movie show, it show you with all the guys in the shower. Yeah. That shit don't be taking place. But it's just like, you see the movies and then, like, I go in, like, on my first day, man. Like, I see the man get killed. Mm. And come to find out later, you know what I'm saying? The dude that killed him was his friend, and it was because he was finna get released, and they've been doing so much time together. You feel me? Like, he was.
He won't be in there by himself.
Man.
It's like your first day you come across this blacktop, you feel me? And I'm coming across, and you go in between his chaplain and his wall, and then dude called him there, and like, he's stabbing him so hard, you could hear the knife hitting the concrete. And I'm 18 years old, you feel me? And I'm
listening to that shit.
I'm walking past it.
Jesus Christ.
And you gotta just keep going and not pay attention, because you don't mind your business. And I'm just like, damn, you know, I'm 18. This is what it's going to be like when I get in here. Like, even my first day was crazy. It was like, I sit down. Like, I'm in the chow hall, of course. Like, for y'all that don't know, it's the lunch hall where you eat or whatever. So, I'm in there or whatever, and I sit down. They had, like, a salad bar where you can get up and get more vegetables and shit. And I got up, and the guy sat down in my seat. My
tossed your salad.
Still right there and shit, you know. So, I'm just like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? It's my seat or whatever. And he just turned around and go crazy. Like, I'm such and such, and you know what I'm saying? I bang out. Da, 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 da,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mind you, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
And you 18. I mean, yeah, you so a kid.
I just sat across from him. And then his homeboy, you know, his big homie was like, hey, take care of that when you get up there or whatever. You feel me? So I was damn. Like, shit, bet. So, you know what I'm saying? When he got up, I got up. And you know what I'm saying? We fall out of the chow hall. But then it's like on the way up there, his story changed. He got to apologize and talking about he going through shit. I was like, nah, you got to go get your homeboy. I'm going to get my homeboy. We're going to fall in the cell. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, I really got to fight over a motherfucking seat.
Yeah.
A seat that belongs to the state penitentiary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and on top of that, it's, you know, in certain prisons, like whether you got your GED or not, they're going to send you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, they was trying to send me to the Thunderdome. And it's, and I'm like, what is that? It was like, that's where they send all the juveniles. Y'all coming here still teens. It's like, they're going to send y'all there. You ain't got no GED, no education. So, you know, it's like the first thing I done, like, I spent like, a year and a half, 18 months probably. Yeah, 18 months on Max. My first time on Max, I went to Max like twice. But the first
like maximum security type shit?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Only come out for 1 hour a day for sunlight. Which gotcha. Thing, they put you in a big-ass dog cage and shit like mm-hmm. that. So, you know, man, I was just sitting there, I'm like, damn. Like, and then I'm finna be here and do all this time, you feel me? It's just running down, and I'm just like, I don't know, you feel me? Like, damn, I'm a kid. Yeah. Pretty much, confused, you're still a kid. Even
yeah, 18. Of course.
You feel me? It's just like who to trust, who to talk to and anything like that. But it was just really, bro, it's just like mind your business. Don't get yourself in no debts you can't handle. Yeah. You feel me? The prison I was at, bro, they had a damn industrial complex. Like,
okay.
Guys really run around with real knives, not no motherfucking like, I know they got ice picks and shit, but I'm talking about like
ones that they were able to use with, like make with real tools and shit. Yeah. Knives I get with it.
Handles.
Yeah.
I had a
goddamn
guy,
forge with fire and shit.
You feel me? Like, nah, for real.
I follow you, bro.
Real steel.
In, what's that called? HVAC?
Yeah.
I was in HVAC, man. And like, this guy, man, this little white guy, he's short.
Shout out, little white guys.
His name Shorty. You feel me? Yeah, that was his name, though, Shorty. And he showed me some shit. Cause you know, every door or corridor you go through got a metal detector.
Oh, okay.
And they probably got an officer there with a wand in case the metal detector don't work. He put me up on, like, we work with nickel and, like, the...
Yeah, so he put you on a metal that was not... It wouldn't detect.
Go off, you know what I'm saying?
Like aluminum or something.
Facts. So
yeah, I follow
you. Yeah, he's like, this ain't gonna go off. And I was like, yeah, right. So then when I figured that out, I was like, shit, I'm trying to make me one.
That's what I'm saying. So was that something you caught yourself doing over 10? Was carrying protection?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's just normal, right?
Is there... It's not like you gonna run around with it, but then it's like one day it's a good day, and then you wake up, bang, this gang into it with this gang, and anything can happen. You feel me? Like, I never played basketball in prison because I was like, that's what definitely will the fights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I could have so many questions regarding this topic, bro. I really could. In reference to like going in at 10 and being so young when you went in and basically like green to the whole surroundings, like your experience, like the experience with Trey and then, you know, the shank and learning over time that, you know, you can make one out of this and it not detect certain things and learning how to move and operate in prison. How long do you think on a 10-year sentence did it take for you to develop like that comfortable level to where it was like everyday life, to where it wasn't like a lot of new shit coming your way?
I don't think you can say comfortable.
Right, but you know what I mean? To where,
I know what he's saying.
Yeah, just,
I know
what he's saying. Like, to where it becomes a reality. And it's not like something new every day. It's stuff that you're used to. How does that take a time, or does that happen fairly quick?
So, like, one thing I want to say, like, it was I had 28 years.
Sentence.
Yeah, I did 10, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm off, you know what I'm saying, parole and shit now, though, but, you know.
Love it.
So I'm like, yeah, like I got in there, this older guy, you know what I'm saying, named Spotlight.
Shout out Spotlight.
Yeah, he put me up on like.
Gave you the ropes.
Yeah, he was like, look, so he's like, man, and he'll, because, you know, my family, you know what I'm saying, like, we ain't really just come from like, you know, having a lot of money and shit like that.
Sure.
Like, shit isn't that expensive when you're trying to get shit done and shit. So he was like, man, when you order stove, he was like, they're going to give you a job. He's like, they're going to pay you this, you're going to get a check.
Yeah.
At the end of the month. And he's like, man, buy you some items and pass them out 2 for 1. So I learned how to run a store and be, you know what I'm saying, the store man or whatever. Now, so I started doing that and building up a lot of commissary and shit like that. So I was like, dang, you know, like if I keep this going, I wouldn't really have to worry about nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sending me nothing.
Yeah.
Or doing nothing like that.
Because so nobody wants to fuck with the plug.
Yeah.
I get it.
So then, too, like I made it, I wouldn't say it was like comfortable as you can get it in there.
Yeah.
You feel me? I kind of made it that way. It's like
manageable. In my
mind, like, yeah, I chose who I was dealing with. And it's like, if you was the opposition or whatever, if you somebody that I don't really know, I'm not finna be, hey, give me this and then, man, I ain't finna pay him.
Yeah, just causing confrontation.
Just 'cause I got homeboys, you feel me? I wasn't on there, like, just because I'm part of, you know what I'm saying, what I am. It's like, nah, I ain't finna sit up here and utilize that to try to, you know, extort people or get over on somebody, anything like that. Because I just, you know, I seen too many motherfuckers in there that was getting cut up, stabbed, like helicopters laying.
It's crazy.
Like, it's an incident, bro. You can look up on the History Channel that happened at the prison I was at. You know what I'm saying? They had to,
like, a riot type thing or something.
Yeah, it was like, man, these guys, like, it was like one thing, you know, this one dude beat up another dude for the cell phone, but it was another somebody else with him, and they thought he was just nobody and he was part of something, but he had to prove himself. So shit, he came back. They thought he was trying to fight. And, like, then he put it, like, he had long sleeves, and he had it wrapped around. And they thought he was trying to fight. And on the thing, like, cuz was like, shit, what's up? And then when he put his hands up, he pulled a knife out.
Damn it.
And he tried to, like, the worst thing you can do if somebody's trying to stab you is run. But, you know, if you don't know what to do, you're going to panic.
Yeah.
And he fell. The dude got on top of him and was hitting him. And then another dude seen it and pretty much say, you know, he saved his life. Cuz saved his life and shit. You know what I'm saying? He grabbed him, but he got stabbed, too. He grabbed him, he kind of grabbed him like that. And when he got up, he turned around and started hitting him from behind. And it was like the helicopter came, landed on the prison, had to take him up off of there. You can look that shit up.
Yeah.
It said, turn this into an industrial prison and farm. It's a farm and some more shit.
I watch, like, personally, like, in my free time, I watch so much of that type shit.
It's crazy. Cause
I don't know why either. Like, you know, some people watch, like, the murderer shit. Like, some people, like, some of the most.
All I watch is police shows and shit.
Right, me too. I love police shows, but, like, 60 Days In, those type shits.
That shit be pissing me off.
Right, it does a lot of people, bro. A lot of people that's done time, like, literally say that type shit when I talk about how, like, I'm such a fan of that type content because I love it.
Did you see the one where they let the correctional officer from somewhere else, the little black dude with the big head?
Yeah, he be fighting and shit all the time.
But
right?
I'm like,
let another white one do that too.
Yeah, they're all police. They're all police. Every one of them in there are police. But I've always liked the commissary hustle, like, and that type shit, bro. Like, I
see, that's wild though, because, like, if you ain't really,
but motherfuckers have stockpiles of shit, bro. Like.
But motherfuckers will come get a bunch of your shit and not plan. Like, I had somebody come get, he probably got like $25 worth of shit, which is $50 when you bring it back to me.
Yeah.
And man, he got that shit.
Because it's two for one.
During lockdown, I see him with the bags, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put himself on the dough, but he was going to protective custody because some little pedophile listed got out and his name was on it. And I'm looking like, man, like,
should've been a get away with that product.
Yeah, he got away though, you feel me? Wasn't nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, once he out of there, he out of there. Yeah.
He planned it, like, he got shit from a bunch of people in lockdown.
He just went shopping.
Yeah.
Sale to sale.
Yeah, he knew he was going to get up out of there.
That's fucking wild, dog.
Man, it was crazy. So,
now, I don't want to stick just straight to the pen shit and just focus on that, but let's just one more thing. What? Let's describe to me after doing 10, when you got out. How'd it feel getting out?
It ain't going to lie, it was weird at first. Because, you know, I got out. And I really, I didn't want to do nothing at first. I went and seen him, saying my oldest son, whatever. I went to see him, and then I came back, and I was just going to work. And then I had to go to the mall, you know, I was going to buy a wardrobe and shit. And we went to Opry Mills, and I, like, froze up. It was so many people, because, you know, I'm just coming from,
when you went in, it was Opry Land. When you got home, it was Opry Mills.
Now, I mean, I ain't, like, it wasn't even a place I went, so honestly, before I went,
that's trippy, though, for real.
I didn't really know nothing about it. Honestly, I didn't know nothing about Opry Mills. No. So I was going there, and I'm just like, you know, coming from prison, it's like you bump into somebody, it's going to turn into something.
That's a problem.
So it's just like, damn, all these people, like, they don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting mad, and then the person I'm with is just like, you need to calm down. I'm like, nah, we need to leave, because this shit got me feeling some type of way.
I get it, dude.
And, like, people, like, around me, they be tripping because I always, like, door. I'm like, I had doors closed, goddamn it, for 10 years, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it's like, and then after the, you know, after the first time, I did 18 months on max, and after that, I got some shit and did 3 years on max. 23-1, bro. In the winter, you're not coming out in the dog cage.
Yeah, fuck
and
that.
And it's cold as fuck. And the officers play petty games like knock on your cell door at 4 in the morning. Mm. You go on the rec, it's cold as shit out there.
Yeah, I don't want to go out there, stand there.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like that shit. I was like, man, being out, I just have different things. That it was things that was like still attached to me.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I can't even shake this shit. I see what they mean when they say, oh, you institutionalized. Like, yeah. I ain't
just living a certain type of
yeah.
way.
Yeah. I wasn't going to use that word at all, but at the same,
I was though when I first got
I get it. And but like early in this conversation, I thought about asking, did you like reach that point? Like when I was saying like how long did it comfortable to get? Yeah. I almost went that route and was like, did you ever become institutionalized? Because
yeah, like
I would was... fuck 10 years in, bro. 10 years is a lot of fucking time.
Yeah.
Like I don't care who you are, what you're doing, and you attach I did that for 10 years to it. That's a long time. That's a fucking right. decade. Yeah, yeah. And I knew that you had done time just through being close friends with Twack, but I guess ultimately leading like how long when you got out 2015, right? Yeah. 16. When'd you get back into the music?
I told you that I got out in what's it like June, right there, Father's Day? Around what month?
Yeah, that's yeah. my birthday, June, roughly. Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? The show we did with, he was driving out with the Columbia.
Oh, yeah. He told me this off camera.
And he took me to record my first song or whatever. We did Ain't No Friend to Me with Ice.
Well, no, I think the first one was...
The Baby. We did that song and then... It was like shit. He was like, hey, we got this performance to do already. You feel me? It was like New Year's. That's what it was. It was New Year's.
Now, you did mention this on the pod. It was right when we were talking about how good of a dude Twack was. And then you mentioned the show that he put you on early on.
I was shocked. Because I've been seeing the rapper Scotty Kane. It's only I've been listening to his music since I got out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, right. We're not finna pull up.
Yeah.
And this man finna be here and all of that. And then, you know what I'm saying? It was everything he said it was.
And then you also like emphasized like on the love you got just from the affiliation with Twack and like Twack holding you down, basically.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like I already, you know what I'm saying, knew them and like when I met them and it was like, man, we've been hearing about you for years.
Which
man.
Explains my point of view towards you today. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly my point. Go ahead, Twack.
When he was locked up, I couldn't get none of I couldn't get none of his information.
All to communicate with him.
Like, yeah, there's no way he was, you feel me? Like exact spot, so we couldn't, you know what I mean?
Did you get
no letters or
did you get
letters.
Steady mail from anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, PM, like, huh? PM.
Gotcha.
Shout out to PM. You know what I'm saying? He used to hit me up. Him and his baby mama, they both used to write me and keep me updated on everything they was doing. With. Like, maybe you forgot, but you remember I used to call you on the cell phone? When I had a cell phone, I used to call him and try to get him to do shit.
Yeah.
He used to always act like the feds was watching.
Yeah. Like, hell no,
he'd
man.
He'd be like, hey, what? I can't hear you, bro. I can't.
So yeah, click.
I start calling and talking, you know what I'm saying, straight up or whatever, like, yeah, so... It was like, but then too, like, man, I was so, that shit just would be so far away. It's just like, you know, it's different when you go to other areas.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I don't want my son and my, you know what I'm saying, his mom and the people I care about driving down these and get pulled over. And then it's different down here. You feel me? So
I was like, I'm Hick County.
Right.
Try to fuck with you.
It's so strange to sit over here and talk about City when I'm sitting here with us today and like the things that we have planned with City, you know what I mean? And things that are going to happen in the near future. And the more that you guys will see City in the future is like crazy to me that we're having this conversation. But at the same time, I think it's dope, man, that I can tell you about so many experiences where Twack will pull up and dump so much music on me. Right. And I'll be like, Twack does like, 9 different personalities when he raps, right? Like he can throw his voice 9 different ways. But he has one or two of them that are really similar to City, right? And it'll catch you saying, is that you or your brother? But at the same time, exactly. But at the same time, as Twack will come over and dump songs on me, there'll be, you know, every other one, he'll be like, my brother on here. And my response will be like, God damn, bro. Like, when's City going to pull up here? And Twack will always tell me, Twack always tells me the same line. He says, bro, let me see if I can get him out the house. He always says that to me.
Yeah, so you know,
let me see if I can get him out the house.
We're doing 10 years, you feel me? I always wanted kids and everything like that. So
I feel you.
I had to get out and get straight to the point. So I got, you know, I got little babies.
Good for you, man.
They're not real little babies, but they 1, 3, 4, and the oldest.
How many kids you got?
18. 4.
Gotcha. Boys, girls, what?
Two boys, two girls.
Lucky ass motherfucker. I got three girls, man.
So I'll just be, I want to be hands on. I want to experience all this.
I get it, man. Yeah, do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no knock on that at all.
But you know, I'm.
It's a good reason to stay in the house. Now.
And you know, me and my girl, we don't use no. I ain't gonna say use, but it's me and her. It ain't no babysitters and nothing, so we gotta work around.
I understand that too. But it's still it's not like work don't get done. You know what I'm saying? Like, because no matter what, like Twack continuously has fed me records that's featured City. And
I'll be writing for sure.
I already know.
Game be going.
And this motherfucker, but this motherfucker right here is down to work as far as hitting record and recording music. Twack is down.
Now, let me tell you, I don't know if he done this in front of y'all before.
Not me. I'm not a rapper. Chad, I move. He moves different around me. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all seen this, man, but he'll write a verse. And then depending on what the other artists are doing or how long it's taking them, because if it's on the spot, he'll write another verse. I've seen him write three verses before in the session, and he was like, oh, I'm trying to figure out what verse to use.
Bruh, he's wrote verses in the club and shit.
Nah, I'm saying that too. He'll say in the club, I'm like, what you doing? Working on this song.
He a rapping motherfucker, bro.
I'm like, then that beat live.
I'd be like, how would that beat playing?
Yeah.
I got my own little beat in my
head. Like, even like before we hit the pod and we were shooting a visual for City, he was over here fucking going through record. You were doing something on your phone. Yeah. He was playing it through his phone. You just look over at Twack, and he's always like this, vibing to something, writing to something, doing something.
Yeah.
And then even before we hit record, we sit down to do the podcast. And he's like, hold up, fuck, I ain't got the song. I'll spit it for you, though. And then just starts rapping his fucking verse for a song that I've been anxious to hear for a while, and I had mentioned it, and that's what it came to. Like, he's just never stops with this guy, bro.
Yeah,
that's really okay, though. It's a good problem to have, especially with when you're part of Big S&P.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
But this guy, Pin Gang, sick. When I tell y'all sick, sick.
Oh, they're going to find out.
Look, hey.
Then y'all soon to find out, because, man, I'll be.
So.
When he got out, brain was just working. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker know words I ain't never heard before.
Really? Yeah. Did you read a lot?
Real.
When you was in there?
Yeah, I read the Oxford Dictionary, man, when I was on Max.
See, Dwight can't read. What?
You know, I can spell a little bit.
You sounded out pretty good, but you're working on it. You're working on it. Building a vocabulary is important, especially like doing that, doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? But
hell of a vocabulary.
As we talk about, it's so hard to do this, guy. This is a really uncomfortable spot as a podcast host, bro, because I don't want to say too much, but I want to say enough. And I know my affiliation with Twack, we've told y'all on this podcast for fucking at least 100 episodes since Twack joined Show and Prove that Twack has a solo album coming. And now, don't think for 1 second that's not coming, but we're mentioning now that he's got one coming with City that's complete, and that's coming.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that to ultimately get to, City, are you working on solo material as well?
Oh, my God, man.
Right?
So I was calling him the other day. And I was like, man, bro, I need you to come over, man, because I think I wrote the hardest verse ever. And then, like, the next day after that, I was like,
3 days in a row saying it.
You probably need to come over, bro, because this
for three different songs.
Yeah,
hell yeah, like,
this is harder than the
talk
last
your shit.
One.
I love it.
And I'm like,
I think this the hardest. No, I think this one the hardest.
Yeah,
I've been like in the zone where it's like
the hardest, bro.
I
just keep going.
That's fine.
I literally like I'm writing probably like 4 hours straight.
You're not gonna get in trouble for that, man. Keep it up.
You feel me? That's why I
ain't mad at you.
Just real like last.
And I went back to the Stone Age, man. I use pen and pad.
Ain't nobody mad at you, bro.
You feel me? So
totally fine.
I've been getting it in. So yeah, it's definitely some
talk your shit, bro.
I already probably got. Man, I got some
the last 4 to 5. He let me heal. Just ridiculous.
And fun fact.
Going crazy.
When I mentioned that we shot a visual earlier, that was a solo song from City. So I know I knew the answer, but I needed to hear it from you. You know what I'm saying? Because Twack's got a joint project coming with Leroy soon, and then you know there
could be all about me, but I'm not one of them people. You hear me?
Like, Leroy's got fucking joint projects coming with everybody right now. He's got literally like 6 joint projects coming. Three of which I think he's only spoke of like 3 or 4. That's all I can say.
If you dope and I feel like you dope, then guess what? I'm gonna tell you dope, and I'm gonna let people know that you dope.
It's a vibe though. You gotta catch a wave. What's up,
Puff? You want a little puff?
Yeah.
Oh, the weed? Yeah, sure, bro. I'm a horrible host. Twack, tell you, I don't pass it.
All right.
Most of the time, I'm the type of guy that just lights a blunt, and smokes
got
it.
They own, you feel me?
Like, yeah, just smoke our own blunts. Just keep that over there, man.
Yeah, I smoked it.
Yeah, you keep that.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked about the project. What's the name of the project?
Respect with a Check.
Respect with a Check. We're just doing Twack, dude, in City?
Yeah.
What, and it's City. You spell City S-I-D-D-Y, right? City Streets. I think that's fire.
City Streets.
That's fire.
How, look, how people always mispronounce it. Mr. Maserati. I'm going to call him Tootie because, man, he called me to the damn stage. Run. He's bringing me to the stage. Maserati. My brother, you know me forever, nigga. He said, coming to the stage, Sadiddy Streets. I didn't even get up. I'm just sitting there like, really, bro? You just did that?
So it's City Streets?
Hey, he still holds.
I didn't know that.
He still holds that against me to this day.
See, a lot of people do that shit with Twack, bro.
Yeah.
With City Streets and Twack Dude.
I'd be like,
right?
A lot of people don't even know how to say Twack. They look at the way it's spelled and be like, Twack. Where do you get an O from?
Bro, I get that too. I follow you.
Like, they don't even make no sense.
I get it. But the Twack Dude shit, I forget about that. Like, I'll like literally say, like, type something out on a track list or something for the guys and say featuring Twack. And it'd be like, no, it's Twack Dude. And be like, oh, yeah, sorry. Or like when we dropped his video, Twack.
You got to put the dude on there for me to get recognition.
I'll be like, look, everybody forget though.
But now I'm going to think the same shit about you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to call you City all damn day. But City Streets.
I mean, City is cool.
Yeah, of course. But just so y'all motherfuckers know, when you go down the rabbit hole, be sure, when you're looking for Twack, type in Twack Dude.
Yeah.
And when you're looking for City, type in City Streets with a Z, right?
It's S-I-D-D-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's dope, though.
S-E-E-T-S.
Yeah, it's with S. Facts.
Well, I'm glad you two finally decided to fucking pull up and join me for just,
to get here.
Like I said, it's just a brief little introductory episode to let everyone know, including myself, that City is actually a real person. And it's not just one of Twack's alter egos that we hear on all these.
Yeah, a couple of them, man, you know.
I was starting to think that it was just one of his other alter egos on these records.
You got Bran, you got Frank.
You got a million aliases. City, what's your real name? Will you say it? Your first name?
Oh, Dion.
Dion, yeah. You told me that off camera. I forgot. You know what my real name is? What do you think my real name is? This is great. What do you think my first name is? Me. Like, you know my name's Squints. Everybody calls me Squints. But if you had to guess my name, what name would you give me?
What name would you give him?
Kyle.
Kyle. Okay. Kyle. That's fucking.
With a capital K.
What is it, though?
Josh.
Josh?
Yeah, Joshua. But Josh.
Damn, I ain't thinking that one.
Yeah, right? Josh is lame as fuck compared to Kyle, bro. Oh, Kyle was fire.
He said Kyle.
What name did you say?
He said Kyle.
I said Kyle.
Kyle.
I'm saying he said Kyle.
Yeah, I wish my name was
Joshua. I mean, I know a lot of Joshuas.
But when somebody thought my name was Kyle, that's kind of cool, bro. I was kind of digging that. Like, oh, yeah, my name's Kyle. That'd be cool.
I was trying to, think of names, but then just be like, does it have something to do with Squints, maybe?
No. Everybody always thinks my last name's Squints, but it's not. But I don't know why, honestly. But I guess it's the way the world spins. Yeah. But
your asterisk?
In a circle.
There's a big one right there in the middle of the table.
Yeah, you just got to stretch.
So, City, now that you've had your first appearance here on I Got Some Shit to Say, I hope that we'll see you again soon.
Man, definitely, y'all definitely going to see me.
Hopefully now that the project title is out there and that, you know, our watchers and listeners and consumers here on Chat Arms TV.
Respect with a chick, 10 toes, I'm a step, man, and ain't too many real niggas left.
Okay, and that was randomly there from Twack. Just suddenly, was that a City bar?
Yeah, that's the hook. Respect the hook. With a chick.
Twack's a big fan, bro.
Respect, I know, man. I be so.
I'm a fan too, though.
I try not to get the big head, but he be the first person I call when I come up with.
For sure, we got a lot coming y'all way.
Yeah,
y'all
tell him, Twack,
ready, man.
Yeah,
I put a lot into the. You know, I like the wordplay and play with the words and different styles and stuff like that. So I put a lot into what.
Well,
we're
if you ain't
y'all.
Catch it the first time, you might catch it the second time. If you catch it the second time, you might catch it the third time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, some thinking cap shit for sure. But the shit he spit today was super fire, man. And I'm stoked about the upcoming project, man. It's nice to finally put a name with the face, bro. And, you know what I'm saying?
City Meet. Streets,
it's like a extended family, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, the vibe's been there from the jump. Long overdue. But just know, bro, we tell each and every one of our guests, but this one's a little bit different today. See yours anytime, Bubba. It won't be the last time these guys see you here. It won't be the last y'all hear from them. But just so you guys know, the new project titled
Respect with a Chick,
coming soon from Twack Dude and City Streets. That'll be a big S&P project as well.
Yeah. A lot of dope songs in there, man. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, it's been good having you, Bubba. Until next time, City.
Nice chatting with y'all people, man. Y'all gonna see me again, that's for sure.
That's my Jamaican friend, Twack. Y'all know what it is, man. It's chadarmstv.com. It's I Got Some Shit to Say .com. I'm your guy, Squint615. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye. All right.
Bitch, we got views.